Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's Monday. This is the Do Thanks Just Bought It podcast feed, and it's me, your host, Caroline Moss, and I am joined, as always, by Jen Falik. Hey, Jen.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I can't believe we have now, this is our fourth episode of the gift guide rundowns.
I want to do this every week forever.
I know. Me too. If only people went shopping in January, like they go shopping in November and December.
I know. See, this is how I know I have a problem, because I go shopping all year round. I guess it's part of my job.
Right, but still, of course.
Or I like to say it is.
It's
I like
the
to
business.
So.
It's the business. It's the business. I always say that too. I'm like, well, you know, it's technically my career.
Exactly. My husband's like, how do you have the most expensive job ever?
Yeah. Yeah, you're like, how come you have to spend money to work? How does that work out? So we are here to talk about things to get the people in your life who love to travel, because people are traveling again. I especially feel like I have been on a lot of planes since being vaccinated. I went to Hawaii at the end of May, which was one of those trips that we booked like right after we were fully vaxxed. And we were in that really sweet 8-week spot where everyone thought, like, you're vaccinated, like, you're not going to get it. Or, like, you're vaccinated, you can't spread it. You know what I mean? It was like, yeah, and you're done and everything will be great and everyone will want to get vaccinated. You know, I can't imagine why everyone, you know, no one's jumping at the chance. So then the summer became a little bit more, obviously, low key because people were having breakthrough infections. But then I found myself on a plane again going to visit my parents in September. I visited a friend 2 weeks ago. I'm getting back on a plane tomorrow for Thanksgiving travel and then coming back to LA and then going back to New York. So I feel that it's a good thing to have kind of a list of great things to either buy the person in your life who loves traveling, or let's be honest, to buy yourself. Because it's back and it's also as uncomfortable as ever. If you didn't like plane rides without a mask, let me tell you, you're not going to like them with a mask. It is, it's a lot. It's fine. It's worth it. I'm very happy to wear a mask, but it is still not the most comfortable. So what did you bring for the travel lover, for the airplane comfort vibe?
So, yeah, you know, I feel like travel is like back with a vengeance. Mm. So I started with something that I searched for out of necessity, because I was this is actually when I travel locally, you know, if I'm going like into the city for something I have to lug, I always use a rolly suitcase. Mm-hmm. And then I never have a place to put my freaking coffee. It makes me crazy. I'm holding it. I'm holding too many things. I have no free hands. So there is the best beverage holder that you can clip onto your luggage. It goes around the handle. So if you've got a rolly suitcase, you can affix it right around the handle. And it's like a cup holder. You can put your coffee in there. You can put like your phone in there. I just feel like I need like 3 more hands attached to my body every time I go somewhere.
Wait,
and so this, to me,
I can't believe this
solver.
Exists. I cannot believe this exists.
And it's amazing.
I can't believe you also are the one bringing the couch coaster to my attention and the suitcase coaster cup holder to my attention. This feels very on brand for you. I would have never even thought this existed, but you're right. Like, there's nothing. I don't like checking a bag, so I don't. But I hate going through the airport with like all my shit. I hate it.
I don't like having too many things in my hands.
Yep.
I get very flustered. Someone once said to me that I'm an only child. I'm like, it's such an only child thing. You don't like to carry a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, maybe it is, but whatever it is, I do not like carrying a lot of stuff. It makes me feel unorganized. It makes me feel frazzled. So there's, you know, there's different versions of this. The one that I love the most has two compartments. So you can put, you know, your phone in one, your coffee in the other, or put like a bottle of water in one. Yeah, even if I'm going to throw my bottle of water into like my bag, I'm always nervous that it's going to spill.
Yeah.
So I prefer whenever I can to have it, you know, on its own. So, and they're under $20, these things, and they are just genius.
I'm looking, I Googled suitcase cup holder, and I'm looking at the picture that's popped up. And if you could see my face, because we're not, because our both of our like connections are so shitty that when we try to do FaceTime, it like ruins the recording. If you could see my face, my jaw is on the floor. I can't believe this exists. But I also, Jen, cannot believe that this isn't a thing that we see everyone have all in every airport in the world, because this is genius. This is
Agreed.
Like a genius product.
You know what it makes me think of? It's like the workaround to this would be those like over the shoulder tote water bottle holders
yes.
that people use, but that's very specific. You cannot put a hot cup of coffee
no.
in there, or you are asking for a burn-in.
Yeah. Now my question is, I use the top of my suitcase and I put my bag over it. Like, it has a thing. I lost language today.
Yes, I know what you mean.
It has the little pocket.
Exactly.
That
I have that too. I've got what a great, I think.
Is there room?
There is room. And you could also kind of simultaneously put this flipped on the inside. So have your cup holder on the interior mm-hmm. of the suitcase. And then you flip your bag so it's on the exterior. And you just kind of like smush them together. I guess it also depends on the size of your bag, but I think that you can figure out there's a workaround to make this happen.
Wow. This is okay. You really started out strong on this list. Like, I don't.
Yeah. What do you got? Come
I
on, just, bring
I,
it on. Let's
I
see.
Can't.
What
I can't. I'm literally just going to hang up the phone. Like, this is it. The entire episode is the suitcase couple. That's genius. I don't even get coffee in the airport for this reason, because I'm like, it's too stressful.
Same. And then I'm cranky and my husband's like, why don't you just get a coffee? I'm like, because I don't have hands to hold a freaking coffee.
Yeah, you're like, Brian, hold it for me and maybe I'll get it.
No,
and Dan's not holding my coffee for me. We've already, it's not happening. All right.
Not happened in our house either. Okay. We have a running joke actually where Brian will always go to me, can you hold this for a second?
Yeah.
And I would fall for it. And then I'd end up lugging like all of his snacks around the airport.
Yeah.
So now I don't fall for that anymore.
You're like, no, yes, what? Huh? Who? Okay. So here are some of, or at least I'll give you one of mine. This is something that has come up in the Facebook group before. It was an early thing that I talked about on the podcast. So I am, and I'm bringing it back because I haven't mentioned it, definitely not since March 2020, and even before that, probably not since 2019. So I assume there are a lot of new people out there who haven't heard me talk about this. But have you heard of the airplane foot hammock?
I have. I've never have used it, but I think it sounds fascinating.
Jen, how tall are you?
5'2".
Oh, you are the perfect height for it. Oh, I have to get you one. I'm going to send you one for Christmas. I'm 5'8", so it's not super helpful for me because I am tall. But I will ask you, are you ever in a situation where your feet don't totally and comfortably, like, firmly plant on the floor and it gets uncomfortable?
100%, almost all the time. That's why I try and book my kids' seats in front of mine so I can stick my foot through the armrest of their seat because I have nowhere else to put it. And
this,
I can't offend a stranger.
This is a very compelling argument for having children. Like, maybe one of the most.
I agree. That, and you're going to have a lot of good birthday cake.
Exactly. Right. And all the Halloween candy, you know.
Totally.
So the foot hammock goes, it is like exactly what it sounds like. It is a plush, sort of, it looks like a big eye mask, like an eye mask for a giant. And it hangs around, you open your tray table, you loop it around your tray table, you put your tray table back up, and then it's secure, it's hanging. And you just stick,
I was wondering how they
yes,
come. Okay.
You stick your feet in it, you stick your legs in it, and then all of a sudden you're reclining. It's like an ottoman. You can adjust it so that your legs can go higher or lower. Sometimes it's just comfortable to have it as low to the ground as possible, but then you can kind of like swing your legs back and forth. You're literally just raising the floor for yourself, so your legs aren't so uncomfortable. I don't have this. I have the opposite problem. My legs are too long. I'm too tall. I mean, I know, but I know that sounds like a big complaint, but on an airplane, you don't want long legs. They're they're literally in your face if your legs are long. So the hammock actually for me has helped because I will just cup my feet into it and then like push under the seat. So there's still room for whatever's under my seat, but then I can kind of like stretch a little. And I did test this because I would be horrified to know I don't have children. And so no one I know is sitting in front of me on a plane. And I would be horrified to know that anything I did on a plane bothered someone else.
I'm the same way. So, I lived the entire plane ride concerned about every single other person on the plane.
Totally. And also because like everything everyone else does bothers me. So I'm like, well, I must be like a huge offender for somebody. You know, there's like bare feet and like, you know, I don't know. There's like a lot going on.
The bologna sandwiches.
The bologna sandwiches. The bologna sandwiches. It's so true. The tuna sandwiches. Look, I love a good tuna sandwich. Don't bring it on a plane, please. But I asked the person in front of me when I was flying in 2019 and I had this foot hammock for the first time. I said, listen, I'm going to try this out. I want you to be 100% honest with me. If you are feeling it at all, like if you are feeling a pull on your seat or if you feel like you can feel my legs moving, you know what I mean? I was like, you have to tell me. A, because I will stop doing it immediately. And B, because I don't want to recommend this to anybody and then find out that it is like a terrorist accessory. So the guy in front of me was like, yeah, no problem. I'll let you know. And by the end of the flight, he was like, honestly, did you use it? And I was like, yeah, I was using it the entire time. And he's like, oh, I felt nothing. So this is non-invasive. Yes. The other thing about the foot hammock is I will warn introverts that when you pull this thing out, it's not big and it's not particularly bold. It's just like a little, you know, swing under your chair. People will ask you about it. People will want to talk to you about it. So if you're somebody who doesn't like being spoken to on an airplane, you might want to tread lightly because every time I've brought this out on an airplane, I have convinced someone sitting within 9 seats of me to order one. I'm going to send you one. It's really meant for anyone under 5'6".
I love this. I'm psyched about this.
Yeah.
We've got some long flights coming up if I can get my kids' passport issues resolved.
Sure.
And that would be great.
And it's also like $15. There's a ton of different ones on Amazon. I don't think you have to be very discerning about the one that you get. I'll just link the one that I have. But I'm pretty sure I paid between $11 and $15 for it. It's small. It's inconspicuous. You can shove it in your backpack or wherever. And it's provided me great joy on flights. It also lends itself to, I won't say the first class experience, but maybe the business class experience. It gives you like a little room and a little bit of flexibility.
Yeah, I love that. That's about, and then also if it's like a $15 little stocking stuffer type thing, or if you want to make it into a bigger gift, it's something that you could roll up and put inside the cup holder and then stick on the other side a little pair of like fuzzy socks. You've got a whole travel kit.
Yes, absolutely. And it's great. It was one of those things I was afraid was going to be kind of a junk purchase, but it is actually, you just leave it in wherever your travel bag is. You just leave it there. You don't use it anywhere else. People sometimes use it at their desks. I don't have like a desk situation that will allow anything to hang from the back of it. But like, I just use it on airplanes. It stays in my travel thing. I don't have to go looking for it. It's been very helpful. So
I hope that sounds like a great gift.
Jen. I'm just going to send you one for the holidays, but I hope that that lived up to the suitcase cup holder. I don't know that anything could.
We shall see. You never know. And you never know what we'll find next.
Okay. What's next on your list?
So next on my list is I'm going to go a little bit off, a little different here.
Cool.
But I am obsessed with when I travel. I feel very fancy when I take out my Caudalie face mist. I don't know if you're familiar with this product, but it's one of the very few products that I actually use down to the last drop every time I have it. I feel like it feels refreshing. It feels clean. It's not overly smelly. So if I'm doing it again, speaking of being overly concerned with other people on the plane, I feel fine spraying that on as opposed to like some of the crazy scented hand sanitizers that my kids forced me to bring. Mm-hmm. Like this smells really fresh and it's just a good hydrating boost. I sometimes will just put on a little makeup in the morning, not great, doesn't look perfect, but then I'll put that mist on top and keep misting throughout the day. And by the time I arrive wherever I'm going, my face looks like glowing and healthy.
I love that because I actually didn't really buy into the whole flights dehydrate you thing until I was like an adult. I knew that it was something that people like did. Like everyone's like, oh, well, your skin gets so dry and like the air pressure's all messed up and like you want to keep your skin as hydrated as possible. I kind of thought that was like a scam. Until you get really dried out on a plane, you realize like how not a scam it is. I haven't done like an official face mist, but I also put cold water in like a little travel spritzer and throughout the flight just like spray myself. I would like something like a little fancier than that, but like it's so necessary. I feel like the bottle is like gone by the time I get to my destination. It's also in these times, the plane air is like worse than ever. Not like unhealthy. It's like too filtered. I don't know what it is. Like something is happening on the planes, but I've gotten off every plane in the last 6 months feeling like my insides are a desert. And I can only imagine that my face looks the same. So is it 3 ounces or is it even smaller than that?
So there's different sizes. So I, at home, I keep the large size. So Okay. The large size is, and I can get the exact measurement for you because I was just looking it up. So the large size, I believe, is like it's a 3 ounce, and the small one is teeny tiny. So the standard size, let's see here. The standard size is 3.4 ounces. Mm-hmm. And then the mini is 1 ounce. And the mini will last you forever. And it's easy to even like throw in your back pocket at some point. And it just feels great. I use it also on a daily basis. Like if I'm doing, like for example, this morning I had a Today Show segment and I had a ton of makeup put on at 4:30 a.m. I'm determined to make this makeup last until my friend's birthday dinner tonight. Nice. But it starts to look cakey. So this is a product that I'll use throughout the day.
Sure.
To keep my makeup from looking like I'm 95 years old.
I get it.
But it's great for men. It's great for, I mean, it's just a refreshing, amazing, perfect product. Makeup artists love it. Celebrities love it. Everybody who uses it swears by it. Mm-hmm. And I think that it has a great travel angle. If you've got someone that loves beauty stuff, but you also want to tie into, you know, their travel lifestyle, it's a great gift.
Okay, that's a really good one. I want to get it for myself also. My next item is kid-centric, interestingly enough.
Okay, talk to me.
So I think on planes, I think people have got the like car organizing thing down. I think parents especially. I think people forget that you can just transfer that to planes. And there are so many good seat organizers where everything zips up and everything folds up. But you can pack like a water bottle, or I guess you'd get the water bottle after you go through security. But you can pack an iPad. You can pack, you know, a snack and wipes and the cords and everything that you might need. And then you can literally just hang it on the seat in front of your kids, and it's everything that they need. So there's no reaching down. There's no things rolling in the aisles. There's nothing that you have to pop out of your seat, go into the overhead compartment, grab the thing out of the, everything is there, and it can be their carry-on item. And it literally just like straps to the, you know, above the tray, the seat in front of you. And
oh, I want to see this.
It's
really
cool. Yeah, it's $10. It's literally like called the seat organizer. It's $10. There's like a million pockets. I'll send you a link. And
yes,
it's super helpful. I saw two kids with them. And also the front has like a little pocket where you can put the iPad. So then it's just like a screen. So especially if you have like a little kid who only wants to watch, I don't know what little kids watch, Cocomelon, I guess I've heard through the grapevine. Then it's like they're not tempted by this idea that there is a TV in front of them, but it doesn't play the show that they want to watch.
Yeah,
which can
smart.
Be difficult, I think, for like a toddler to understand. So there's like an iPad pocket and you just pop it in, and there's a plastic protector so it's not going to fall and break. No one's going to accidentally knock it. It's very genius for $10. And so I thought that it would be cute if you're like an out of the box stocking stuffer kind of family, like that could be a stocking where like you put all the stocking stuff in the travel seat organizer instead of the stocking, and then it's just its own gift.
That's such a good idea. I may steal that for my girls if we end up going away for the holidays.
Yeah.
I love that.
And you guys Hanukkah and you do Christmas as like a bonus. So like,
yeah,
that could be really fun.
We do any occasion to make me stressed out and have to figure out gifting and wrap in the middle of the night.
So like thoughtful.
In the corner of my bathroom. My family likes to take advantage of that.
So thoughtful. So thoughtful. Yeah. And then there's one to go with that I had was, it looks like a laptop case, but it is actually a travel accessories organizer. And it is amazing. It has little like, again, no language today. It's like, it's just escaped me, but it has little places. Okay. You put your charger, you put your phone, you put, your gum, you put tissues, like, everything is right there. You unzip it. It's all organized. You open it, you grab what you need. I am absolutely guilty every time I fly, no matter how well I organize my backpack or my carry-on, I'm still like rooting around. And once I got this, everything was solved. All the cords, everything was solved. And it's like $15 and I love it. I could not travel without this thing. I actually like carried, if I'm carrying a big bag somewhere, I carry it in my purse. Like I just keep everything there. It's not a wallet, but it's more organized than just a pouch. It's a cute gift. There's some like fun designs and it's like a good, everyone could use it, you know?
Yes, I like that. It's a smart thing people don't think to buy or they don't know dish. And then once they have it,
yes,
it becomes a confrontation.
Totally. Okay, what's your next one?
So my next item is similar to that. And also now I'm realizing I really have a trend here with hands-free stuff.
Yeah.
But, I'm an only child. I don't like to carry things. So I am obsessed. I mean, you may know of this product. I've talked about it many times. I think it has a following, the Top Tote Magnetic Hat Clip.
I just heard about that last week on someone's Instagram.
It is genius, genius, genius. It is actually currently on the bag I took today into the city with me. I have three of them and I'm going to buy more because I like to just keep them permanently on any bag that I use regularly. So what the Top Tote is, for anybody that is not familiar with this genius innovation, it looks like a really beautiful high-end bag charm. Like it looks like something that you would buy at like Chanel or Prada or, you know, Hermes. It's just these gorgeous, simple bag charms that have great hooks on them. So you can attach it around your bag very securely. At the end, it has a magnet and the magnet is strong. So the two sides of it are held together by a magnet. You can then put your hat. So you can put any hat in there, like a big cowboy hat, a sun hat, even a baseball cap if you wanted to, although it's not really necessary. You can usually strap that around the side of a bag.
But yeah.
As an example, you can then magnetize your hat or hats. You can typically fit two in there into this bag charm. So then your hat is with you as almost part of your bag, hands-free. If you're biking, if you're driving, if you're, you know, running through an airport, it doesn't get smushed. You don't have to shove it in your bag. And when you are on the plane, you don't have to put your hat in the overhead compartment because it is basically part of your carry-on bag.
Oh, genius. That's genius. That I honestly, it that could make a huge difference for the way that I travel because I am constantly, I just feel like I have my hands full. Nothing fits. I'm trying to grab everything. And I'm like a real overpacker. And the answer for me is not going to be pack less stuff. So I have to find things that will work for my abundant lifestyle.
Yeah, we bring typically, like I like to bring, I overpack and I over accessorize when I travel because I always have this vision of myself being this different person than I am and suddenly wearing all of these chic, like oversized hats and all this stuff. And then, you know, I don't want to put that hat in my bag and have it be smushed. And I don't feel like carrying it because I inevitably lose it. Anything that is in my hand, by the way, I also lose. So,
yes.
By having it stuck to my bag, I'm not going
to
lose it.
You don't
there's
have to think about it.
Also a version that works as a luggage tag. So there's ones that'll loop around your luggage. And then there's the ones that I love that have like the hexagon clip that I put on my tote bags. And you can leave it there all the time. And nobody's asking like, you know, why is that thing hanging off your bag? It looks like it's meant to be there.
This leads me to a question that I have for you. Because here's a thing that I find I get stuck on at the airport. And so far nothing I have found helps me, but now I feel like maybe you'll have something. I get very panicky when it's time to take out my license and my boarding pass while I'm also holding all my other stuff. I do pre-check, so I don't have to take off my shoes. I I'm very devoted to the pre-check lifestyle.
Yeah.
But clutching the boarding pass or my phone, because sometimes you scan in, and then my license always makes me really nervous, because you're just trying to shove it wherever you can after you're done holding it so you can get through security, and it never goes back to where it's supposed to be. It's like I don't open my wallet and put my license back in it. Is there anything that, like, I don't know, that you feel like is a secure place to put your license for all of that, like, really quick grabbing in the beginning of the TSA experience?
I mean, I sweat through my shirt every time I get to that point in travel, because I know I'm going to lose everything, because I stick it in one pocket and then I you know, go to the bathroom, pull it out of the pocket. So I, for this, the best solution I found, to be honest, is the bandolier phone case that you can put, wear like a purse. Are you familiar with those?
Yes.
They've been around for a while.
Yes.
So I, you know, I've had them before in the past, and now I still go back to them when I'm traveling, because I like the ones with the built-in wallet in the back.
Yep. Yep.
You know, I could hands-free again, stick it over my shoulder. It looks cute. And then, you know, I just will use that as my phone case when I travel.
Okay.
For me, sometimes it feels a little bulky in everyday life, but I do love the convenience of it. It's also a gift that I've given my mom. I've given, you know, like aunts of mine. People just, it's one of those things that everyone uses and loves. And once they have one, they can't imagine how they ever did anything without it.
Yeah.
So that's my solution typically for that moment. I haven't found anything better yet.
Okay. That's a good idea. I'm looking at them right now. I know they're a little pricey, but there's also some like knockoff options if really this is truly all you're using it for. It's very 90s, the bandolier. It just,
totally.
It has like a 90s vibe to it, or maybe my mom just had a similar thing in the 90s. Like, it was like, it couldn't have been because there was no iPhones in the 90s, but my mom had like a similar bag. It was like small, but it had the accordion wallet and like the strap. But yeah, you're right. That makes sense, because then at least you get used to the idea that like there is a pocket for your license and that's where the license goes, rather than just like shoving it in like a zippered pocket. Because even if it's like, even if I don't lose it, there's that, I don't love the moment of panic being like, where's my license? Where's my, oh, it's in this pocket.
I hate that moment.
I don't want to live. And if I can prevent that moment, I would like to prevent it. It's not fun.
100%. It's like that moment, like your heart beats just a little faster for a few minutes. Yeah, I hate that. The bandolier for me has been the best solution. Also, unlike, and I've ordered knockoffs too, by the way, because I didn't, when I was not, I was ordering replacement, I got a new phone. And so I tried some of the knockoffs, and there's great ones. The one thing you really want to be careful though with these is the wallet aspect needs to be secure. Like the quality of that snap has to be good. It can't stretch out too much as far as, you know, where the card slots goes, because I have lost things in those moments. And I think even as annoying as it is sometimes when it's a really like tight credit card holder and you have to like weasel it out.
Yeah.
I'd much rather that than have to look for, you know, than have to cancel my credit cards and get a new driver's license.
100%. I will also say this is a very good, that's a good gift or something like it. There are lots of different Amazon versions of it. And like, again, just look at the reviews about the security. If you're like going to a place like Disney, like, and you don't want to carry a bag with you, and you definitely don't want to check a bag like at a ride, sometimes they make you like get a locker and put your like, you know, backpack in it because they don't want you put going on the roller coaster or whatever. This is a very good option. Because then it's just, it's again, hands-free. But there are bags like these little crossbody, like accordions with credit card slots that really truly like can hold what you need when you need it. I think, I don't know why I didn't think of this before, but every time I get to the security line, I'm like, oh shit. Once again, I fucked up. And
I get so flustered and I lose things so often. Like in my family, I'm not allowed to hold any travel tickets. I am not allowed to touch the plane tickets.
Interesting.
If I touch them, they are gone forever.
Oh my gosh. Have you,
I don't know where they go, but
they're
always gone.
Have you had an experience where they have, where you did, were you in charge and they were lost?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. More than once. And typically when we're after we're through security, because that's when I'm holding them. So I'm like, oh, I'll hold mine. I give them to the kids and the kids give me them back.
Yep.
And then they go somewhere and I'm like, well, I'm already on this side of security. So like I had some, like they got to know I'm legit. We had a flight somewhere.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, look, like airports are dark, deep holes, you know, the Mary Poppins bag of travel. Anything and everything can get lost there. Okay. This is, I'm writing this down. I'm like already looking at Amazon for the one I'm going to get. Cause that's, I need this. So my next one, I guess this would be my last one that I wanted to talk about is I am loving the Baboon to the Moon duffel bags.
You have me like obsessing over these bags. I got to get the hot pink one.
You got to get the hot pink one. That is very good fit. I have the yellow one and I have now flown with it 3 times and I took it to a few like weekends with friends. It's the perfect bag. And what makes it so cool is it has these straps and it can be a duffel bag. It can be a backpack. It can be, you can tighten the straps and have it go over your suitcase handle so that it can sit on top of your suitcase. They come in 3 sizes and the smallest one is like, I believe 40 liters and it fits so much stuff in it and it counts as your under the seat personal item. So you can carry that on as like just a regular backpack.
I'm looking at this now. This is genius.
Yeah, they're really cute. They have very bold colors, very fun. Facebook ads got me with this one and I ordered one over the summer and I was really impressed. I even wrote a newsletter about it for Gee Thanks, Flavor of the Week. And I started it by saying, I really didn't want to like this. I really didn't want it to be good because, of course, it's an investment. It's like $139, I think, for the smallest one. And then it goes up to $199 for the biggest one, which is a checked bag size. But I really didn't. Of course, when you buy something, sometimes you want to be disappointed by it. So you can be like, okay, like the dream can go away now and I can move on with my life and I'm not going to be haunted by these ads anymore. And I was like really hoping that I would hate it. And I love it. And one of the best things about it, it's not only very waterproof. And Jen, I know you saw my reel.
Your reel sold me. The Facebook ads, whatever. Your reel, I was like, need this.
I saved it,
tagged it, screenshot it, all the things.
Thank you. I basically drowned this bag with a hose. I put in all of my favorite clothes, some of my best makeup, just because I wanted the stakes to be very high, and turned the hose on full blast. And rained upon this bag. And about halfway through doing that, I was like, what am I doing? I should have started off with like something else. But I opened it, everything was bone dry. And the best part is that with the yellow bag, like of course, it doesn't say pristinely clean, but the material is durable and you can also wipe it down. So I come home and I literally like spray with like a Method all-purpose surface cleaner. I just like wipe it down before it goes back into the closet. Before the next trip, I'm getting my money's worth.
That's so grown up.
I know. I'm such an adult. I think I saw like one thing about germs on your suitcase, and I was forever changed. But I'm getting my money's worth out of this bag. It is not just a like pretty, you know, piece of luggage. It's actually very useful. It is super easy to carry. Of course, I mentioned all the straps, and more often than not, someone stops me and asks me about it. And I have never had that happen with luggage before. And even at the JetBlue counter at Burbank Airport, the woman who was checking me in ordered one on her phone while we were standing there talking. Because she was like, I've never seen this bag before. And I was very delighted because she sees luggage all day long. That's her job.
Exactly. It's the ultimate compliment.
I know. I was really excited about that. Like, I will take that to the grave with me, I think. But yeah, for anyone wondering if it's worth it, if you're somebody who does, it's a weekender. I guess the best way I would say it is it's a weekender bag and a personal item on a plane bag in one bag. And you just, there's not a lot out there that fits both of those things.
Yeah, that so it's funny because my last thing is a piece of luggage too.
Yay.
That luckily is fortunate because I would be like shaming myself if it were something that could compete with the genius of the Baboon bag, of the Baboon to the Moon bag. So I too have had conversations with people about this one piece of luggage that I have. It's a rolling bag and I got it as a gift from like a L'Oreal editor mailing maybe 8-9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really thought, like, it was just like, it was in my closet and I started using it because it's a soft rolly bag, which I feel like in the current climate of like the hard shell, like the away bags and all those things,
yes.
The soft rolly bags have sort of gotten a bad rap and gone by the wayside. So this bag, it's soft. And that as such, you know, obviously there's the hard side, but then the top, it's not like a, you know, hard casing all around. It fits so much. It's so cute. And it just, it's insanely durable. The brand is called, and I never thought, I never even looked for the brand of it because it was just a gift. I never looked at it. And this woman stopped me 2 weeks ago in the green room. I use it as my bag when I go back and forth from Today Show.
Yep.
And she was like, "That I love that bag." And I looked at it, like, I never really thought about how wonderful it is, but yes, it is wonderful. So she like opened it up. She went through, she found the brand name and the lining. It's this brand called Lipault. I'm pronouncing this wrong. It's Lipault.
Uh-huh.
And it's a French brand. And they have, mine is patent. So it's like, it looks like a patent leather shoe. But they no longer have that version.
That looks down so they cute.
Have the best, like they have a bright red one now. And they're on sale. Like I'm looking right now. There's a bunch of them on, you know, like Nordstrom Rack. They're at places that they're significantly marked down. So I don't know what that means. But whatever it means for the general state of that brand is of no concern to me in this moment. Because I just plan on buying a bunch of them now because I'll use them forever.
Yep.
And the cherry red, or there's also a bright yellow. There's a beautiful navy.
Oh, this is right in my wheelhouse. I love you can a color.
It. Like you can see it come off the belt should you check your luggage.
Yep.
And the pocket situation, because I think that's always important to note. So on the inside of the top is a giant pocket. So I just put all like my toiletries in there just in case something leaks, it's all safe. And then on the outside, there's also a giant pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Both zip close. And by having the soft material, that means you can stuff a lot in those pockets. Whereas with hard shell rolly suitcases, you're often constrained by the shell. In this case, you can fill that puppy up. You'd be surprised how much you can fit in one of those.
Wow. This is so great. I'm like, I wish I'd been able to try this out before becoming so committed to my current luggage strategy. But
I know. Well, if you ever need something with wheels.
Yeah.
I don't think Baboon to the Moon.
No, Baboon to the Moon doesn't have wheels. And that's the one thing that... That is the one drawback. And I'm holding out for, you know, the version 2.0 or 3.0 where they add wheels or whatever. But I always use the one that goes on top of my Away suitcase. So like I use my Away. I like the wheels, but I've never used my Away as like a weekender thing. Like that's the problem, is that sometimes a rolling suitcase can feel like a little too extra for just like a weekend Away.
Right.
I don't know why that is. Like, I'd rather bring like a duffel bag, but if it was like a, I don't know. So you bring it when you go into the city, and so it packs clothes nicely. And like, how much can you fit?
Shoes too.
Oh,
like,
nice.
I don't want to bring an extra shoe thing, so I can stuff like three pairs of boots in there. Plus, you know, roll up my like three dress options and put those on the side. Plus, like my makeup case. I always have to bring a lot of options.
Yeah.
And even though it's just one thing, I never know what I'm going to need to wear. And also, I just want it to be easy, like lightweight and easy for me to run around with.
Yep.
If I have meetings or anything after that. And I want it to look pulled together.
Yeah.
The rest of me is a mess. At least let my luggage look pulled together.
Well, that's how I feel about.
I love it. And the price is amazing.
Yeah.
Like now, especially as they're all marked down, it's a great deal.
Okay, that's good to know. I'm the same way. And I also like putting color into my luggage and like accessories because I'm just always wearing all black. I know you're not like that. You actually wear a lot of color in your clothing, but I'm just true New York black everything. So whenever I find like a colorful shoe or a colorful bag, I feel very tempted because I feel like it's part of a look that I can pull off.
Yeah, it's like it's the me when I travel concept. It's
yes.
Like, ooh, I can bring that into my life and things will be, that something is going to change.
Yeah, yeah, right. I'm a new person.
And before I forget, mm-hmm. I have to put this out into the universe because you know what? I thought of something when you were talking about the baboon from the moon and how you didn't want to like it, but you did. We need to do a podcast at some point episode about the things we didn't want to love.
Yes.
But we do, because you and I could have a very heated debate over the virtues or lack thereof of the nap dress.
Yes, you are a nap dress lover. I am an American Girl doll wearing a dress.
You were cracking me up. I may or may not have peed a little.
I do, which
happens often, but when I read your description of what you look like in the dress,
I truly looked like It was, I wish I had taken a picture, but honestly, I didn't want it. I just didn't want that to exist. I was like, I just want to forget this ever happened. I was bummed too. Everyone else looked so cute in a nap dress. It didn't work for me. And I would love nothing more than to do 45 minutes of a debate about the merits.
The things that we own off Instagram. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Very, very bad.
I would love to know like the three things that were letdowns and the three things that like really surprised you. So think about that. And then maybe for the new year, once we're done with these gift guides, we can bring that back for a Monday episode.
Perfect. You're never getting rid of me.
I never want to. So it's perfect. Oh, wow. This is our longest episode yet. Almost 40 minutes. Of course, you guys will link to everything in the show notes. There'll be a gift guide that you can shop from, a shelf that you can click through. If you are not following Jen on Instagram, it's just her name, Jen Falick, two N's in Jen. And if you're not subscribed to her newsletter, The Ultimate Edit, it comes out every Thursday, first thing in the morning, first thing in your inbox. It's all of her favorite finds. If you are as impressed as I was about the suitcase coffee cup holder, then The Ultimate Edit is like finding out about that times 1,000 every single week. It's a must read. It's a must shop from. And Jen, any last travel advice before we head out for Thanksgiving week?
Oh my goodness, bring your patience and get your orders in now for the cup holder so that you have it and can have your coffee while you're making your way through the airport.
Yes, good.
Because that makes all the difference.
Good call.
And get there 10 hours early, which is what I always like to
do. Plan on sleeping over at the airport. Just, I don't know. I am my father's daughter. Like, the plane leaves at 1 p.m. We are at the airport at 6 a.m. Bring a book.
Save that to my mom.
Bring a book.
She would have me there like a week in advance.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. We will see you on Monday the 29th for another gift guide rundown. Bye, Jen. Have a great week.
Bye. You too.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.